Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have a couple updates here from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, who's also doing his weekly media session, Friday media session with others in the media after he appeared here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Just a little more expansion on what he told us here. Dwayne Carter, the rookie defensive tackle, has a wrist injury and will need surgery, and he's going to be out multiple weeks. This coming from Sean McDermott just a little while ago. So Sean McDermott says that Dwayne Carter, the Bills rookie defensive tackle, will need surgery. He's out multiple weeks. That is a tough, tough blow to a really nice rookie who's played really well lately. Also, Terrell Bernard being out is because of the ankle. It's not because of him having the personal absence that, you know, he's also missed with this week. He is with the team today, but he's not going to play in the game on Sunday due to the ankle injury. Bills at Seahawks on Sunday. To me, it's looking like kind of typical Seattle weather that you think about this time of year. But let's ask Patrick Hammer, who joins me now on the Western Hotline.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
So I got to be honest, Pat, like you texted me last night. You're like, hey, there's a little bit more goes into it in Seattle, not just this rain you're going to see. And I'm like, what are we talking about here? You know, why do you got to put me in the fear bunker? You know, I mean, that's what we got. That's what we got going on. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Here's the deal. There's more than meets the eye with Seattle weather. So what I was trying to suggest to you that it's actually probably going to be a little bit better than what you would expect, despite, you know, the forecast calls for rain. And the entire region of Western Washington is going to get a couple of days of heavy rain. And of all of the NFL games, Sunday, Monday, the worst weather, of course, will be in Seattle. So the Bills are going to play in the worst NFL weather this Sunday. However, there is this phenomenon that takes place there where when storms kind of blow through and there's still rain going on, the mountains to the west of Seattle, it's the Olympic Mountain Range, they go really high. They tend to block a lot of the rain into the city when the wind turns from southwest to west. What I'm saying is that it's called a rain shadow. It happens there all the time. So even though the entire region may be getting rain, in Seattle and in downtown and by the stadium, it may be, in fact, dry despite the real rainy forecast, or at least the rain turns to really light stuff, light showers, and I think that's going to be the case tomorrow. It is going to be pouring in the morning, but by kickoff there, local time, was it 1:10?
It's 1:05 p.m. their time, 4:05 p.m. And you mean Sunday. You said tomorrow. I just want to make sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, just want to make sure.
Sorry. So the forecast is a wet one for Sunday, but I think for kickoff and through the game, could there be some rain showers? Yeah, but it's not going to be heavy, and I do think that there'll be some dry weather in there as well. It will be breezy. Have you been to that stadium before, Sal? I think you have.
Yeah, right? 2016, it was a night game. It was beautiful weather, actually.
Yeah, okay. As you know, they've got the openings north-south, and with a southwest wind, it's not a direct wind right into the stadium, but it, you know, kind of will take a bend into it and swirl around a little bit. Stadium is pretty well protected from the weather, actually. But there will be a breeze and it will be damp. But I think the heaviest rain will be moving through in the morning and really ease off by kickoff.
I'm looking at it now. In that game that was played on November 7th of 2016 at night, at kickoff it was 61 degrees and 4 mile-an-hour winds. Not bad.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was nice.
There's a lot of, real quick, just about Seattle weather, or Western Washington weather, which makes it so bizarre. Seattle gets rain, but they don't get as much as you think. And there are areas, because of those Olympic Mountains, there's an area it's a town called Squim, Washington, which is about 40 miles from Seattle, that gets less rainfall than Los Angeles and as many sunny days as Phoenix, Arizona. Think about that. Seattle, cloudy, damp, 40 miles away because of those mountains and the effects that it has there, as sunny as Phoenix. So the mountains really can make for wacky conditions in the Puget Sound area.
Yeah, talking with people in Seattle, you know, other guys covering the Seahawks, the way it was described to me is it's like this misty, fine rain that you kind of don't even notice a little bit. Like, yeah. Like you don't need an umbrella, anything like that. Sure, like it's just like you might be like, oh yeah, it's coming, you know, it's there, right? But not something that really gets noticeable.
It's just not impactful, you know. Whereas areas to the north and the south and up in the mountains, it can be just. It can rain hard in Seattle, but most of it, you know. Especially in the situation we're going to have on Sunday, it's just kind of nuisance, most of it. And it's light, and you're right. Sometimes you just don't even notice it.
All right. Well, while that's happening in Seattle, what's happening here in Buffalo this weekend?
So not as elite as it was last weekend. But today and tomorrow, you know, we'll have a few spotty showers this afternoon. Not a big deal. Friday night lights should be okay. Tomorrow, it might start off okay, but there are a couple of spotty showers around, especially in the afternoon. I don't cancel your plans because of it, but you can't rule out a few spotty showers. Sunday looks spectacular, mostly sunny and temperatures in the 50s. Now, this is what's going to be interesting. Next week, we're right back into the 70s. It's going to be a windy week, but we are on tap for possibly the warmest Halloween on record.
Wow.
We're forecasting 73.
Wow.
The record high for Halloween is 73 setback.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1971. So unlike last year when it snowed, this year it's going to be warm. It won't be cold. Having said that, there could be some rain showers around, which, you know, I'd rather have the cold than the rain. But we can't rule out a chance of showers on Halloween, but it's certainly going to be warm.
I remember it snowing last year. And it wasn't that bad. It was a little light snow. It was a little cold. It was colder, obviously. That was totally fine. A few years before that, maybe 2 years before that, it was just this total downpour storm. Remember that one?
And yes, and it was sideways wind. I mean,
yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, it was a, you know, let's hit one or two houses on the trick-or-treat path and we're done. You know, it was wild. So there's a lot of variety on Halloween around here. I mean, this is the time, you know, it's kind of the entrance to all possibilities weather-wise around here. But this one, again, just as warm as it's been lately, it's not surprising that it's going to be as warm as it can get next Thursday on Halloween.
Yeah, no doubt. Pat Hammer here on the West Her Hotline. I mean, I know that I'm putting you on the spot here. I do this sometimes. World Series. I hate the fact that the World Series is played as late as it is because you get these cities, you know, in the East where it's cold. I mean, I remember when in 2001, when the Yankees played the Diamondbacks, Jeter hits a home run to tie the game late in the game. And I remember the call was Mr. November, because literally it had turned into November. It was Halloween night and turned into November. I mean, it's just to me a little bit ridiculous. And I think the season goes too long. That being said, they're in LA tonight and tomorrow. Then they come back to Yankee Stadium early next week. So does this weather that you're talking about hold for that too? And we'll have good baseball weather?
Good baseball weather, no doubt.
Okay.
For the New York portion. Yeah, you usually don't need to really worry about Chavez Ravine in
right.
Los Angeles for weather, you know, in November. But for next week, for the games in New York, I think it looks fine. It might be breezy. That's okay. But it will be dry. Any rain threat for New York City is possibly the very end of next week. But it's not looking too bad. And by the way, peeking ahead to the Dolphins game here next Sunday, it also looks warm. So it could be another warm Sunday afternoon. I can't rule out showers that day, but no cold. You know, it's a little cool now, but no late fall cold is on tap for the next 7 to 10 days. So we're looking pretty good.
All right, Pat. And there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, World Series. Are you who are you rooting for in this one?
Okay, so, you know, growing up, as you know, I grew up in San Francisco, so I would never like the Dodgers. I was always a Giants fan. However, I just remember the last Yankees-Dodgers World Series, right? And wasn't that 81?
Anyway, yes.
I have vivid memories of that Dodgers team with Fernando Valenzuela, who unfortunately just passed. We were just talking about him in the studio the other day, and then we come to find out the next day he passed. Ron Say, Davey Lopes, Steve Garvey, you know, I don't know. I kind of had an affinity for that era of Dodgers baseball. I can't say my passion goes either way, but yeah, I'm gonna hold for the Yankees. The Dodgers just tick me off.
All right, man. Well, you know, I am too. It should be fun. I'm just glad. I didn't want to play the Mets because I couldn't stomach the thought of losing to the Mets in the World Series if that had happened.
I hear you.
I mean, I don't want to lose to the Dodgers, believe me, but at least it's a little bit more like, you know, it's not as shameful for us Yankee fans. You know what I mean?
Has anybody checked on Howard Simon? I know he was devastated about the Mets. Has anybody, you know, welfare check, make sure he's okay?
I don't know. I think he is. I think he did pick the Bills this week, so I think we're all good on that front.
We're all good. Okay. Good.
All right. Hey, buddy, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks a lot for everything, and we'll talk next Friday. And, hey, we got a run of Sunday games here, which is good, so we'll talk on Fridays.
Love that. Okay. Talk
all right, buddy. Week. Thank you. You too. That is Patrick Hammer on the Wester Hotline, and of course, giving us the weather in Seattle coming up. I mean, look, I'm just reading some of the comments. Sean McDermott ruled out Terrell Bernard, and I see people online, at Sal Sports, by the way, on social, talking about his availability as, you know, his career is being an issue. I just look, Terrell Bernard missed one game his rookie year, and he played every game last year until he got hurt in the playoff game. And then, of course, he got hurt this year. But I don't think availability has been an issue for Terrell Bernard. He's been on the field. And he didn't start every game his rookie year, of course, only one game. He didn't really get in a lot of games, to be quite honest with you. And he played every game last year after Matt Milano went out until it got to the playoffs. And he got hurt in that first playoff game. And then he had to miss the second playoff game. So one game missed there. Looking here, he did miss playoff game against the Bengals, it looks like, too. So, looking at the overall, I don't think availability has been an issue. He is a little bit smaller than most middle linebackers. I understand that, and I understand why people can kind of get there, but not much you can do when you get stepped on your ankle and it turns, right? I mean, just that happens. It's part of football. I always say it. Yeah, they have some injuries. It's just every team has injuries. Go look at every injury report. There's guys declared out for every team. The Bills have three this week. And hopefully they're getting healthier with Matt Milano. It's good to hear that from Sean McDermott, that they are still hoping to get him back at some point. So we'll keep you updated on that. But in the meantime, no Terrell Bernard, no Curtis Samuel, and no Dwayne Carter, who, in case you missed it, Sean McDermott says wrist surgery. He'll be out multiple weeks. Injured reserve is an option for Dwayne Carter. That's your Barnes Firm injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll take a final timeout. We'll come back here. We'll get you to Sabres Live and then One Bills Live after that, but a little bit more to go here on a Friday, Football Friday, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.